Welcome to episode 22 of the Excel at Consulting podcast. I am your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I'm so glad you've joined me here this week. This conversation is going to be a little bit different than normal. We're going to put a little twist on our typical conversation regarding consulting and discuss something that I hold very dear to my heart because I feel as if it's a part of why I've been able to succeed and excel in my consulting practice. I also think that it's a underutilized tool that many of us can use to stand out and to also excel and maximize our impact. That key, that special gift is actually feminine energy or feminine power is what I like to call it. Hello, and welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, dedicated to helping ambitious female consultants create an authentic and thriving consulting practice that stands out and excels in a male-dominated industry. In this space, we are ditching the never-ending hustle for intention and purpose as we cultivate our mindset, expand our knowledge, and prioritize our health, wellness, and happiness to offer our absolute best to the clients we serve. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I am the founder of Excel at Consulting. Join me as we leave our unique mark on the consulting world and create a business and life we love. For so long, I thought that feminine energy was somehow associated with being quote-unquote girly. I thought maybe it had to do with how you dressed or how you walked or how you wore your hair. I had no understanding, no idea of how vastly different it was from my very naive and very young understanding. But when I learned more about what really the feminine energetic state and what the masculine energetic state, what they meant, the more I began to adopt and really embrace much of this in my day-to-day practice. And so instead of always remaining in this very competitive mode where initially I was trying to be aggressive and to be very competitive in my practice, to do my best to win the client, so to speak, I understood over time that my secret sauce, I guess you would say, was that I had the ability to connect with people. I had the ability to connect with people in a different way, on a different level. And that ability to connect was largely driven by me embracing that feminine energy. Because what I began to understand is that the more empathy that I was able to show to the clients that I was working with, the more I took time to really understand their problem on a different level, not just from the standpoint of completing a gap analysis or doing a deep dive, but I was really understanding them as individuals, as people, and the organization as something that stood for more through their mission and through their purpose. When I understood that, then I was able to connect on a different level. And that connection led me to continue to grow and expand the clients that I had, at least under my umbrella, within the firm that I worked in. Before we dive deeper into our conversation about feminine energy and everything that it can offer you in your practice, I want to just really define what feminine energy is and why it's important. So when you think about consulting, typically we think about consulting as being a very male-dominated industry, definitely at higher levels of many of our consulting firms, many of the top consulting firms in our country or really just globally. Most of those leadership positions are held by men. And so there has been a continued challenge to increase the number of females that actually represent us in those leadership positions at that level, globally and definitely within the U.S. And when we think about longevity within the industry, oftentimes many women have challenges staying in for an extended period of time due to the long hours, the workload and much that is required that really fights against many of the other responsibilities that women may have within their families or within their community. So overall, this is just a challenge that we face. And I think sometimes as a female consultant, I've also often looked at it as something that not necessarily hindered me, but something that was an obstacle. I didn't realize until many years later that this feminine energy was actually a benefit. It was a powerful tool that I could use to my advantage. And so that's why you will hear me mention feminine energy and feminine power interchangeably, because I find that this energy is actually extremely powerful in terms of maximizing our impact on the industry and achieving many of the goals that we set out to achieve. When you think about feminine energy, it actually refers to a specific set of traits. It is what helps you to move with ease through life. It really shifts your focus from things that are more external to things that are internal. So when you're thinking about feminine energy, think about traits and characteristics such as intuitiveness or vulnerability, empathy, having a very nurturing spirit, being supportive and trusting. Those are all things that are in alignment with feminine energy. And what we see more of in consulting is the masculine presence. And so those are things such as confidence and assertiveness, having a strong presence, the analytical spirit, being very competitive, being very focused. And what I want us to understand is that feminine energy and masculine energy are things that we all have, whether you are male, female, woman, man, however you define yourself, we all hold these energies. And our goal is to have some balance between the two energetic states. But when there is an imbalance, such as what is often seen in consulting, that can lead to a very difficult environment to survive in. So most people don't want someone who lies on either extreme. What typically is desired by most clients, by most individuals in general, is something that falls somewhat in the middle. If women and men have both energetic states, why is it that we feel compelled, typically as females, to take on more of that masculine energy? And we do so, I would argue, to fit in. But by doing that, by fitting in, it's causing us to actually not stand out, right? And there is one way that we are not utilizing that power to stand out, to grow, and to build our business in this very competitive space. So really tapping into the use of that feminine power was key. You know, I tell people all the time, there's no real secret there. It really is just allowing yourself to be authentic. Much of how we view the energetic states is driven by our society and the societal norms. And so most women, most females tend to naturally have the ability to easily express that those particular traits or qualities. And I was no different. The difference for me was that I just recognized that expressing those energies and those traits was actually powerful. That was my benefit. That was my secret. And it's still one that I continue to use today. And so that's one thing I share, is that much of what you need to do to stand out is really simply being yourself, allowing that feminine energy to be utilized as the power it is, and then doing your best to find that balance, because you will still need to be assertive and outgoing and aggressive and logical. All of those things are going to still be beneficial to you. You're still going to have to do that. But you now know that you have the ability to masterfully use many of these traits. Now, one of the reasons why we attribute feminine energy and masculine energy to the male or female sex is primarily because of society. So society tends to dictate which energy dominates and which is more easily expressed as by a particular gender. So for example, it's often easier for a woman to embrace and honor her more nurturing traits than a man, not because there should be any difference between the two. Our society has had a way of really putting us in a box. And by putting us in a box, it creates an environment where we gravitate to one side or the other, because that's what society tells us to do. That's what we are most familiar with. And that's also how it begins to play out, not just in our homes or in our communities, but it also plays out that way in the workplace. And so we really have an opportunity to redefine all of these things. When I'm talking about feminine energy, and when I'm talking about masculine energy, these are two energetic states, once again, that are needed. They are both important. And so the key is to have a balance, somewhat of a balance between the two. Nothing's ever going to be 50-50. We know that. But we want to utilize somewhat of a balanced state in order for us to grow and to succeed. So yes, feminine and masculine energy is not associated with one particular gender, but the goal is to have that balance exist. One of the things that we're able to do when we are using our feminine energy to our benefit is we're able to walk into a very hyper-masculine space. That this is a hyper-masculine space that has been long connected to success within our industry because it's solely seen as the preferred energetic state for survival. We're constantly challenged. We're constantly in competition. It's survival mode. We are working and hustling and just really trying to drive change. There's little room in those areas for ease, for the necessary balance that we need in order to have better mental health, better physical health, to connect with clients on a deeper level because we're opening it up to be more vulnerable and more nurturing. There are times where we have really tabled our ability to use this feminine energy and feminine presence to grow our business. And by not using that, we have actually put ourselves at a disadvantage. Now, to compete in the consulting industry, many of us have already embraced the fact that masculine energy dominates. We just talked about that, has dominated for decades. But the ability to present balance to the consulting world can be powerful. That's where our power lies. When we have the ability to enter that space with something that presents a counterbalance to that dominant, aggressive energy that we're used to competing in. We can use that to our advantage to attract our ideal clients. And that's really what I want to communicate, is that as you're thinking about growing your consulting business and your practice, think about how you can expand and embrace some of the feminine energy that can truly strengthen your ability to do the job. Because really, if you look very closely at the energetic states and you look at feminine energy versus masculine, much of what we see listed and associated with the feminine energy energetic state are associated with our soft skills. So they're pretty much mostly our soft skills, not all, but many. Things such as empathy and vulnerability and emotional intelligence and all of these things that are very important to success that have been identified in study after study as being the traits and the skills that clients desire upon hiring a consultant. Those are the things that are associated with this particular energetic state. So why would we not use that to our advantage? And that can be male or female. I pointed out and really stressed the fact that as women in consulting, as females in consulting, we really have an opportunity to capitalize on it. Because by nature, those are energies that typically come rather easily to many. And instead of suppressing that, instead of pushing back against that, thinking that we have to remain in this very dominant stance while we're working in the industry, while we're presenting ourselves in the industry, that can actually be a disadvantage. And it could be what has held us back in this industry for years. And I know this is definitely something that is outside of the norm and not routinely mentioned. But what I want to do is just encourage you to think about how you can position yourself in a different space in this very competitive industry, how you can position yourself in a different space by opening up to be more vulnerable, by showing more empathy, by allowing yourself to have ease in balance, by creating a stronger connection with others. Those are all the things that we highlight as desired skills in consulting. Those are, whether you read books such as Trusted Advisor, or if you read any successful consulting book that has been published to date that talks about relationships and attracting leads and building your clientele, all of these mention many of these energetic traits that we were just discussing. So as you're moving through your practice day to day, I want you to be mindful and think about how you can connect in a different way. And definitely, if you are a female in consulting, think about how you can use that power to your advantage, to stand out, to excel, to grow your practice. And if you are a male colleague in our industry, do the same. We both hold these energetic states. No one has a monopoly on them. The key is just understanding that we don't have to continue in this very hyper-masculine environment, that there is room for something different. And especially if you are working as a solo consultant or you're working in a small firm, you have an even greater ability to change the scope of our practice for years and decades to come. So we don't have to all operate in the same manner. We don't have to approach our work in the same manner. Variability is key. There is a need and a time to be more aggressive. There is a time and place to be more logical and assertive. And there's also a time and place to have more balance and more ease, to be more understanding, more nurturing. Just know that your consulting career is something that you have the ability to shape and form in however you desire it to look. I hope that you feel encouraged today to do so. So just to recap, there are two energetic states that we typically think of when it comes to energy balance, and that's our feminine energy and our masculine energy. Both sexes hold these energetic states. There is no monopoly on either one. But one thing that is not as commonly seen in consulting is the feminine power, that feminine energetic state. So how can you use that to your advantage? All right, until next time, take care. Thank you for tuning in to the Excella Consulting Podcast. I hope that this conversation has been helpful and will support and enhance your consulting journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or post a screenshot of you tuning in today to Instagram stories while tagging me at Excella Consulting. I would love to connect with you on Instagram. For the show notes and more information from today's episode, visit excellaconsulting.com/podcast. There you can also learn about Excella Consulting and services offered. I think that wraps up our time together this week. Until next time, take care.